Obama-rama says it all. Barack Obama, the junior senator from Illinois, visited Austin February 23rd to promote his campaign for president. This is Myra Garcia, reporting for Bobcat Libby. With thousands in attendance, Obama highlighted the reasons he is running for office.
What are we doing here? It is an appropriate question for today. What are we doing here today? Why are we gathered in this place? We are gathered here in this place because the entire nation understands that we are at a crossroads. We're at a crossroads internationally. We're at a crossroads domestically. We know that we can't continue on a course in which we spend more money on health care than any nation on earth. And yet we have 46 million uninsured. And we have people... And we have families who have health insurance, but they're seeing the co-payments and deductibles and premiums going up every day.
Obama gave his thoughts on U.S. education as well.
People look at our education system and they say to themselves, why is it at a time when we know that the economy is changing, we've got a global economy in which our young people are going to need an education now more than ever. And yet we see our math scores and science scores declining. We've got schools all through Texas, all through Illinois, all through California, where the rats outnumber computers, where teachers are underpaid, students are uninspired. And we know what to do. If we put money into early childhood education, we could prepare every child for school.
Obama didn't leave out the issue of the Iraq War as well.
People around the country are asking themselves why we were still in a war that should have never been authorized, that should have never been waged. Austin, I am proud of the fact that way back in 2002, I said that this war was a mistake. I said that we should not give open-ended authority to a president because it would lead to an open-ended occupation. And despite the fact that some of us can disagree back then in terms of what we should have done, every single American at this point understands that after having spent $500 billion, after over 3,100 of our most precious resource, young men and women who have courageously gone over there and fulfilled their mission and done everything they had to do, everything that was asked of them, laid out their full measure of devotion. Despite all that, we are actually less safe than we were before this war started. Al-Qaeda is recruiting more terrorists. Afghanistan is slipping and sliding back into chaos. Austin, it is time for us to bring this war to an end.
This is Myra Garcia reporting for Bobcat Living.